writing a letter to Hormel about this. I want it moved to the 26th. Not for any particular personal reason. Let's see. We are at a minute past 7 o'clock. Let's get the forecast from Rich. We got the Duncan and Son Predictathon coming up and random facts, $10 food outlet pop quiz, and more this hour.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
High temperature today, like yesterday, near 100. That would easily break the record set in 1954. Why? I wasn't even born in 1954. A few precious raindrops are possible. For the extreme lucky, 15% chance there were a couple of raindrops around yesterday. Low tonight, around 72. Tomorrow, Sunday and Monday, high in the upper 90s to near 100. We should easily break the record each day. Right on through the end of the month, 10% rain chance. In fact, how about we start with record highs in October, around the 1st, the 2nd, and the 3rd, at least? I think so. Right now this morning, the airport's reporting some broken clouds at 12,000 feet. We have calm winds. It's 74 degrees at 7:04.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Whether it's 7:04 in the morning or in the middle of a weekend, or the middle of Christmas Day, or the middle of your birthday. When there's a leaky faucet or a busted toilet, the folks at Plumbing by Lukewire are ready to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. And get this, they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call, and it doesn't have to be your birthday. Trust Conrad Misseldon's experienced crew of professionals. Clogged pipes and kitchens in the bathroom are usually caused by grease and hair that accumulates over time. You can pour in a bunch of that gunk stuff and try to clear it out, or you can get a professional to come in there and clean your pipes, and they will definitely do that. And you should consider a whole house plumbing inspection. I got one at my house, and that's a good peace of mind because I know now that there's not some catastrophe waiting to happen that I don't know about. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at Lukewire, Plumbing by Lukewire, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com, and click on the plumbing tab. And their Alabama certification number is 84417.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Time now for, I just can't hear myself. Time now for our 7 a.m. name in the name game contest. So, Erica Wynn, if you can hear me, Erica Wynn, call 396-5477.
And Wynn.
396-5477, Erica Wynn, and you will qualify for that Sony 65-inch smart TV with tri-luminous display and all the bells and whistles from Cohen's Electronics. Can I get a little
volume on my headphone?
If you can qualify for volume on your headphone.
Is that okay? Oh, yay! Hey, there I am.
I just got this all began with the card that she sent me. This one.
And all across the land they're singing happy birthday to you.
That originally sang my name. That was from my friend Kathleen a couple years ago. She sent me an e-card, and I see Kevin Nealon sitting here.
Oh, I see this.
Should I text her and make sure it's radio-friendly, or should I just play a big game of Risk?
Risky click of the day?
Just be ready.
I'll be ready for that other button.
Breaking news.
Yeah, just be
ready. Hello, and thanks for joining us. I'm Kevin Nealon. Our top story tonight. It appears that happy birthday wishes are in order. We are monitoring things closely as details continue to come in, but it seems... Yes, I have confirmation. We're talking about you, Greg. Happy birthday. Good diet and exercise has really paid off. It seems to me a little nip-tuck would have been easier. Our team has discovered some footage of your strenuous workout routine.
It's an honor doing sit-ups.
That's hilarious.
Way to work that core. Now for some deeper analysis, let's go live via satellite to our special guest commentator, Other Kevin. Other Kevin, what are your thoughts on all this?
Speechless,
look
Kevin.
At the signs.
I know.
Wow. Just wow. Insightful as always. Thank you. Well, I'm now being told that we are out of time and that I should pull this lever. I'm Kevin Nealon. Thanks for watching.
Greg!
Wow. Custom birthday card.
Custom
His
birthday
pants are made
card.
Of balloons.
Custom. And it says Greg.
Wow.
That's
Yay.
A custom.
Nice going, Kathleen, if you're listening.
Yeah, that is.
Wow. You hit a home run.
My friend of 40 years
yeah.
continues to surprise. How about that?
Is that any of that keto friendly over there?
What is this?
It's
for.
I
it's,
thought that we.
We're a month early on Jay's birthday.
There's a New York Times here published on the day I was born. This is a generous. I know these are not cheap. That's enough.
That's it.
I don't want any more.
That's it.
The cookie we'll put out for everybody
That's
to
it.
Enjoy. And then these little vanilla cupcakes.
You get nothing else.
I don't want anything else. I didn't want this.
Nope.
Yeah.
I didn't want any attention.
Well, you've got it. What? You? Oh, I'm sorry.
You didn't
sorry.
Want any attention?
You didn't want any attention? We've worked with you for a little while. We know some things.
We have to move along now because it's time.
He paid us to shut up about that.
Check traffic. Get your local news and then today's random facts, which will be followed by the customary $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic rolling into the 7 o'clock hour, and we have an accident on I-85 southbound. It is right at the Eastern Boulevard where the traffic merge is headed towards downtown in the center lane. Be careful. Emergency units are on the scene. The rest of the interstates look pretty good. We don't have any big hang-ups for you. If you are on the 31s, traffic is building up coming out of Wetumpka, and we see a lot of traffic headed into the downtown area and around the Air Force Base gates. Be careful, and also keep your eye open for school buses this morning. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years' experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A man has been sentenced in a 2014 murder case. 21-year-old Rodriguez Reed was sentenced to 99 years in prison for the shooting death of Ladarian Thompson. Thompson and Reed were both 16 at the time of the shooting. 90 new basic correctional officers graduated from the academy Thursday. These new officers have limited duties because they're not APOS certified. Recruitment of corrections officers has increased by 150%. This comes after recent pay raises. And two local schools are being honored as Blue Ribbon schools based on their academic performance. Prattville Christian Academy and Baldwin Magnet both received the honor. More than 9,000 schools have been honored as Blue Ribbon schools since this program started 37 years ago. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it could be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This week at work, I was so bored. Put a picture of my boss on the dartboard, and I cried, oh, 'cause my week is done. Finally Friday, yes it's Friday. Finally Friday, I'm free. Finally Friday, oh yeah Friday, yes it's Friday, I'm free. Finally Friday, yes it's Friday. Finally Friday, I'm free. Finally Friday, oh yeah Friday, yes it's Friday, I'm free. Finally Friday, yes it's Friday. Finally Friday, I'm free.
And now, I used to work for... But that's not one of today's
random.
Oh, wow. Is that the tightest ever?
Oh, my God.
Now retire.
What did you do?
I turned the microphones on. You didn't have the mics on. I'm glad I got them on, buddy.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you.
I think you had a point there on the retirement. When we can't remember to do that, we are...
I was like, he hasn't seen that yet, and he looks like he's gearing up ready to press some buttons. And so I'm just going to go ahead and turn them on.
I was focused on the execution, and nobody would have heard it if it weren't for you. Thank you, John.
That's teamwork.
Makes the dream work.
That's why my title is producer.
Now, I don't want to insult you.
Yeah.
You want to insult me?
Can I run down and fill my water bottle?
You can.
I'll be right back.
But you'll miss finding out who the fourth largest producer of oats in the United States is.
I'm staying.
General Mills.
I'm not going to miss that.
Sow your oats?
Are they? Yeah, I was just going to ask, are these sowing oats or Quaker oats?
These are oats, like oats you grow and stuff. It's Minnesota, by the way. Did you know that Minnesota is the fourth largest producer of oats in the United States?
Which is why... I'm pretty sure it's General Mills. One of those companies is in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
And that's,
that's right, yeah.
And that they also have more halls than any other state. So in Minnesota, it's halls and oats.
Oh, boy.
They should put that on their license plate, the Halls and Oats State.
South Dakota and North Dakota are number one and number two.
Okay.
For the producers of oats.
That's why they're so boring to drive through.
South Dakota and who?
It's wheat.
South Dakota's number one, North Dakota is number two. So, did you know that Iron Maiden lead singer Bruce Dickinson... That's a funny thing for Emily.
What's funny about that?
Okay, she's just not going to tell us.
I can't embarrass myself anymore.
You dated him?
I was going to ask something more specific.
Okay.
Don't upset me on your birthday.
Except
do that.
Upset her on her birthday.
Yeah. Iron Maiden lead singer Bruce Dickinson is considered...
What?
I don't know.
She's abused by the name Bruce.
Go ahead.
Or Dickinson.
Go ahead.
He's considered to be a polymath by Intelligent Life magazine.
A polymath?
Yeah, I don't exactly know what that means, but it's due to the fact that he excels in a wide variety of pursuits. He is a commercial pilot. He has presented shows on radio and television.
Okay.
He has written novels. He brews his own beer. And he was once ranked seventh in Great Britain for fencing.
You polymath, you?
Bruce Not Matthew.
Bruce
just
Dickinson.
Why is that funny?
I don't know.
Have you ever seen the video for Turbo Lover?
No.
Okay.
No, I
can't say
not.
That I have.
Is that on your Facebook page?
No.
Is that on your Facebook page? I guess it should be, though, right?
I did finally get there, and thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You don't seem very overwhelmed by it.
And now we go from Bruce Dickinson to the Dinky. Did you know of the Dinky?
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about Peter Dinklage? Because that's what Greg calls Peter Dinklage.
The Dinky?
The Dinky. It comes alone and remains.
No, the Dinky is a short 5-minute train ride that also happens to be the shortest the shortest scheduled commuter rail line in the United States.
That's cool. Where does it go to and from?
It go without. It's a nonstop trip. It is. Let's see. It goes from Princeton Junction northwest to Princeton. That's in New Jersey.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm also familiar with Tweetsie.
Tweetsie.
That's in North Carolina. You get to burp out loud on your birthday.
Oh. Is it your birthday every day?
You're the one.
Good one. Good one. Best line of the morning. We now end our broadcast day. Good night and good morning.
Shut up, Donald Curry.
Birthday every day. Did you know a company called General Magic in 1990 envisioned and developed the first handheld communication devices that included smartphones and tablets? They had touchscreens. They had emojis. But they quickly failed to take off because it was just a bit too early technically. Nobody was ready to adopt to that just yet. And that's in 1990.
Oh.
It just wasn't there yet. It likely was... It's Greg again. It was likely expensive.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
What a gassy, gassy day.
Did you know that Marvel found out that there was a boy who refused to wear a hearing aid because he said, you know what, superheroes don't wear hearing aids and I want to be a superhero.
I know about this.
So Marvel created a superhero who wears a hearing aid.
What is the superhero that...
When is this when is this garbage end?
What is the superhero's name?
That's sweet.
I will have to look
that up. You got
to
tell me that.
You know what the superhero's name is? I don't know. Marvel team creates Steph. Superhero, the blue ear.
When I need Batman, I don't want him saying, I can't hear you. I you know, that's...
And it's called the blue ear. And he says, thanks to my listening device, I hear someone in trouble. When danger makes a sound, the blue ear answers the call. So
that's sweet to help him not feel...
Oh, and they modeled it after the boy, too.
Bruce Dickinson.
Stop it!
When will they have the movie on that?
I don't know.
That should be...
But it was a title and everything. They used his name. Oh, that's so nice. Anyway.
All right, it is. It's very
I mean, it's a little... Yeah, it's nice.
It's nice to help a kid get over not feeling normal. That was a nice thing they did.
Yeah.
Did you know that you're not going to... Well, I don't know how you feel about this. You hate the Eagles.
I don't hate people. I don't care for the Eagles' music.
But what
Eagles
if,
rule.
But what if the song was written by some... You, do you hate their performance of songs? Or we're about to go to a break.
We'll find out.
We'll find out after the break.
About the Eagles.
That's in 1 minute.
Well, here it is. The music for Don Henley's 1984 song, The Boys of Summer.
What a jam. Yeah. That's my
love
jam.
Love it.
The music
for
that song was written by the guitarist for Tom Petty, Mike Campbell.
That's fine. It doesn't make me...
Petty never wanted to use it, though. And so Campbell played it for Henley, who loved it. He wrote the lyrics for it. And then it became a number one hit.
Yeah.
Man,
love Tom Petty.
It's amazing how some bands have passed on some of the greatest songs ever.
Well, Jackson Brown hated a song that called "Take It Easy," and he was. They picked up a sheet music one day. The Eagles were over at his house and said, "You gonna do anything with this?" He said, "I don't know. Maybe someday." He goes, "You mind if I finish it?" and that was. He's dead now. Eagle, oh my God.
Glenn Frey
said, you mind if I...
Now, The Heat Is On is a jam.
Yeah.
That's a jam.
The Heat Is On is a jam.
So he added one phrase, standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, just such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, with a flat leg forward, slowing down to take a look at me.
That was the only line he had to add?
He added that stanza, and then the song was released, and the rest is history.
I love the Loosen My Load, Seven Women on My Mind.
Yeah.
Approximately.
Yeah.
Approximately.
All right. We will pick up with part two of Random Facts in just a moment. Among the people I wish to thank today, the friends, and that's exactly what I call them, my friends at Adams Drugs on Vaughan Road, who have kept me alive by making sure that I am up to date with the medications that have turned me into this incredibly fit, gracefully aging machine that I am today. Seriously, what I love about Adams Drugs and all of their locations is the consistency of the way they make you feel welcome and appreciated, and the extra measures they go to save you money on copays, to find or make a recommendation on what might work best for your symptoms out of the over-the-counter selection because they carry everything you need. And as a kind of a side bonus, the locations also feature gift shops. And if you need a peanut butter cup and a Diet Coke to feel better, you can get that too. Sometimes I just self-prescribe that. Adams Drugs, where they go above and beyond the local people. You will not be another face in a sea of faces in a box store pharmacy when you work with them. Go to AdamsDrugs.net. Please find the one nearest you and give them a try to earn and win your business. Because you know what? They will. 722.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic rolling our way through your Friday morning, and we have a couple of problems for you. We have an accident in the Hope Hall area. It's at I-65 and 31, so please be careful there. And it looks like there's still a crowd around the accident at I-85 southbound and the Eastern Boulevard, so be careful if you're headed into the downtown area from the Boulevard. Otherwise, our traffic is moving along pretty well for this time of the morning. We're starting to see some action around the school zones, and the school zone speed limit is 15 miles an hour. Please be careful this morning. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A husband and wife from Wetumpka called because their cash flow was a bit sickly. The Mrs., who was a nurse, told us they weren't able to breathe life back into their savings. And that's where Alabama Home Mortgage stepped in.
Alabama Home Mortgage lowered their rate by 2%, saving them $380 a month. And check this out. They were able to pay off $22,000 in credit card debt.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
And now, we return you to part two of...
Random.
Perfect. You just bet 1,000.
You're on it.
Happy birthday.
Previously on Random Facts, we learned that Minnesota is the fourth largest producer of oats, but not as much as South Dakota or North Dakota. We learned that Emily loves a good Bruce Dickinson story. The Dinky is just a really short train. General Magic was ahead of their time. Marvel did a good deed for a kid who couldn't hear. And Don Henley borrowed the music from Mike Campbell, who plays guitar for Tom Petty and wrote Boys of Summer. Continuing on with this episode of Random Facts, did you know that there is a species of octopus that is so cute?
How cute is it, Jay?
Scientists considered naming it Rich Thomas. No. Oh. They considered naming it Adorabilis.
Adorabilis.
Once again.
Adorabilis.
Adorabilis.
Adorabilis. Did you know in the 1990s, the United States had an emu ranching boom?
Yeah.
And a bust. Emu was expected to compete with beef.
That's true.
And a pair of breeding emu could fetch as much as $50,000. But the market for emu meat bust. And a lot of ranchers left their gates open rather than deal with the large number of unwanted emu.
Emus run around free.
Just go.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah. I don't know how hard it is to herd those up, but one summer the cows got loose on my grandpa's farm after a thunderstorm knocked part of the fence down. We had to round those suckers up. They made it all the way to a cemetery.
Yeah. You ever try to milk an emu?
Who?
Limu emu. I'm a victim of commercialization. Back to you, James.
Did you know, and you probably did, because this was probably in that country documentary that Ken Burns has done. I started watching episode one of that last night.
So good. It's so good.
But Willie Nelson's song Crazy, which was a big hit for Patsy Cline, originally was called something else. It wasn't called Crazy.
Oh, I know he wrote it and he didn't think it was a guy should be singing it.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, right.
A lot like Mark Knopfler with Private Dancer. Right, he just thought, a woman ought to sing this. No, the song Crazy from Patsy Cline used to be called Stupid.
Stupid. I'm just trying to
I mean, it still kind of fits. Song, yeah. It still fits in the song.
I'm stupid.
Stupid for feeling. Did you know nurses walk an average of 4 to 5 miles per shift?
Oh, yeah.
Easily. Back and forth. And man, they get their steps in. And finally, did you know where rhinestones got their name?
No.
Cowboys.
Well, it's self-explanatory.
Cowboys? The Rhine?
Yeah. Rhinestones got their name because they were originally made from crystals gathered from the River Rhine.
Oh, look at me.
Oh, my God.
Boom.
Wow.
Those are your random facts for this Friday, the birthday of Greg Vita.
Bruce Dickinson.
Of Bruce Dickinson.
You've never seen Turbo Lover?
No. I've never seen Turbo Lover.
Hold on.
Turbo Lover.
And unless Ken Burns gets to do it on the country special.
You're not likely to see it. How long is that country special?
16 hours, 8 episodes.
It's 8 episodes, 2 hours apiece. Wow. But you will, those 2 hours will fly by every single episode.
Oh my God, I'm such a bonehead.
What?
Turbo Lover's Judas Priest, not Iron Maiden.
Well,
fraud.
Judas Priest, can't you remember anything?
I'm a whistleblower.
Fraud. Fraud. I want the transcript.
Iron Maiden's breaking the law.
While the kids are contemplating.
No, that's still Judas Priest.
Today's $10 food outlet pop. Pop.
Pop.
Pop.
Pop.
There it is. It's going to come around eventually.
This is the way it's going to be now. Soda. From this day forward, as I'll forget microphones and I won't have my popper ready when I need it. But I have not forgotten where to go for the best deal on great furniture, because we did the Boodles. We needed another recliner because, quite frankly, my wife ripped off the one in the living room for her own use in her day room, which is fine. I'm glad she's got a space, but we needed to get a recliner to replace the gaping hole in our living room set. Oh. And, you know, the recliner was so comfortable, I questioned whether we'd find something comparable. But when you go to Kaiser Fine Furniture, if you can't find it there, it hasn't been made. First of all, you should know this. You will save 1.5% right out of the box because they're just beyond the hyenas Montgomery tax jurisdiction at 10%.
Bruce Hyenas.
That's, it's 8.5% there. So whatever you buy, you'll pay less tax on it for starters. And then when you see my friend Stella, she'll give you a very focused shopping experience on whatever it is you're looking to do, whether it's a single piece or a bedroom set or a living room set, whatever it is you're interested in. The selection is amazing. I always recommend wear comfortable shoes because there's so much to see. It's also good exercise, so you can lose weight and find yourself a great deal on the furniture you need. And Stella is the person that she knows where everything is. If you do want to have a focused visit, I'll tell you, it is a big building. It's modest. It's not you're not paying tons of overhead there. And it's easy to find just before you get to shucks, 4044 Wetumpka Road. That's Kaiser Fine Furniture. And look them up on Facebook. They always have a lot of their inventory pictured there. Kaiser Fine Furniture. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here is Quizmaster Jay with today's $10 food outlet pop quiz. I have my popper ready.
Yeah, Mike M. wanted to call and let us know that Bruce Dickinson was also the character name of Christopher Walken in that cowbell skit on SNL with Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah.
Anyway, here is your question, your pop quiz question. What state is the fourth largest producer of oats in the United States?
The fourth largest producer of oats.
Fourth largest.
I know I could do 1, 2, 3, but...
1, 2, 3.
I was on Emily's Facebook page and I forgot.
Nah, you knew the fourth one.
No.
Because you related a story about the fourth state.
Entry.
Oh, that's right.
And what you thought probably was came out of there. Yeah.
Hint. They have more halls than any other state, too.
272-9228. 272-9228. If you have the winning answer, you'll win a $10 food outlet gift certificate from us, your friends on Newstalk 93.1 FM.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic is rolling through the middle of the 7 o'clock hour, and we're looking around the river region. We got lots of traffic on the boulevard. Please be careful. It's kind of backing up as you get onto the boulevard due to an accident down on the interstate. That one's about cleared up, so be careful if you have to pass through that area. On the boulevard, it's real busy between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway. We see lots of people headed into the downtown area, so be careful as you go in on Madison Avenue or on the entries off of the interstates. School zones are still in effect. Watch your speed. It's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. Tonight, Friday night at the Shack, chicken leg quarters, baked beans, and slaw, just $5. And don't miss 50-cent chicken wings during Monday Night Football. The Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Good morning, Anthony. You got first shot at this pop quiz question.
Is it Minnesota?
That's it. Yay!
That is
correct.
All right. Hold on, Rich. Your button is stuck.
Oh, the button got stuck again.
No, when that happens.
No more weather.
There you go. I think that works now.
Has it changed? No, I shut mine off.
What did you do?
I am literally coming apart at the seams before your very eyes today.
Oh, man.
I feel great.
Yeah.
But you know what they say, a bulb burns brightest just before it dies.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? This day is to celebrate your birth, how happy your parents were when you came into this world, and you got to say things like that.
Siri, we need to order some more bulbs.
I am physically feeling about as good as I've felt ever.
Yeah.
And yet I'm making mistakes. I don't get it. Anthony, you don't need to listen to this neurosis. You're going to get a $10 food outlet gift certificate, and Jay Scott's going to get you jam up a jelly tag with that right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Here's an example of a text I got yesterday. We were at a very large lunch. It was a birthday lunch, and at 1239 from Emily, it says, quote unquote, sister-in-law says it's raining and slap out, hooray. Shortly thereafter, my phone starts exploding from other people saying, I had 9 drops of rain in my car in Dadeville. And this was happening all day long. I was getting these little messages from people who saw a few raindrops. Once again today, there's a 15% chance that you might encounter a brief raindrop or two today. High temperature near 100, which would easily break the record of 96 in 1954. The low tonight would be down to about 72. Tomorrow, Sunday and Monday, upper 90s to near 100. We should easily break the record each one of those days with 10% rain chances. I'll carry that high. And then the first 3 days of October, the record highs continue. So no end in sight. Even on the day the fair opens next Friday, we could see a record high temperature. How about that? Right now this morning with calm winds at 74 degrees at 736.
Did you see what I posted this morning? I thought this was, it's wicked, but it's funny.
Look,
the Chicago style pizza, it's got bullet holes in it.
Oh!
And it's gotten a whole lot of play. Check that out. The Chicago-style pizza.
That's funny.
Well done. Duncan and son, predict-a-thon will be going. Grab this call real quick. Kenny, we got just a second. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, everyone. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
I appreciate that so much. It's been a great birthday.
It sounds like it. I mean, from what I understand from Baumhauer's the other night, Unfortunately, I couldn't be there, but I heard it was a great turnout. So, you know, everybody loves you. So
we had a wonderful time. But I'm even happier that the week before we had our record-breaking turnout
right.
to celebrate Joey's promotion, and that meant
that's
a lot.
Nice.
To
yeah.
So yeah, no, it was great. It's great every week. It doesn't matter if there's 20 people or 200. It's always good. Always good at Baumhauer's. Thanks, my friend. Have a great day.
Fox. Got a traffic update. Oh, 85 on. South.
Nobody's going to listen to this.
Oh, okay.
Get their attention.
Short wave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
Tony L called. Happy birthday. And also, 85 South, north of the Eastern Boulevard.
85 South.
North of the Eastern Boulevard.
Okay.
Parking lot. He doesn't know why, but the parking lot. He wants to know if we could see anything out of our windows.
Let's fire up the helicopter. I'll go down and
we
smoke.
We can look at those Aldot cameras, too.
Yeah, check the Aldots. Yeah.
All right, we'll do that while we're doing Fox Business and your local news. And we got to go fetch the Dunkins.
After the Dow dropped 80, S&P 500 off by 7, and the NASDAQ off nearly 47 points yesterday. In overseas markets, Asian stocks mixed on worries about U.S.-China trade and the impeachment probe in Washington. European shares rising. Wells Fargo names a new CEO and president, Charles W. Scharf, chairman and CEO of Bank of New York Mellon. His first day, October 21st. Delta looking to expand its reach in South America, paying $1.9 billion for a 20% stake in Chile's LATAM Airlines. And users of Amazon's Alexa can now request recordings of their voice commands delete automatically. Amazon says it saves commands to improve the service, but the practice raised concerns with privacy experts who say those recordings could end up in the wrong hands. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. 90 new basic correctional officers graduated from the academy Thursday. These new officers have limited duties because they're not APOS certified. Recruitment of corrections officers has increased by 150%. This comes after recent pay raises. A man has been sentenced in a 2014 murder case. 21-year-old Rodriguez Reed was sentenced to 99 years in prison for the shooting death of Ladarian Thompson. Thompson and Reed were both 16 at the time of the shooting. And two local schools are being honored as Blue Ribbon Schools based on their academic performance. Prattville Christian Academy and Baldwin Magnet both received the honor. More than 9,000 schools have been honored as Blue Ribbon Schools since the program started 37 years ago. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. I'm talking to you today about rental property. Many people own rental property in our area, but struggle with managing their own property. They rent to people they don't know anything about and allow them to be in their property and not pay regularly and destroy their property. I've been handling rental property for others for over four decades. Most of our tenants are multi-year tenants, some as long as 10 years in the same house. They pay on time, take care of the house and yard. We'll call you when something is wrong so we can get it fixed. We only use licensed and bonded repair people so the tenant can feel comfortable allowing a service technician into the home. Tired of renting property on your own? Get the best professional management company in our area, the Goodson Group. Call Bo Goodson, 551-0225. Text or call me, 221-2883.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Three men and a lady present the Duncan and Son Predictathon.
All right, we're going to open with a tribute to a team that has passed all its tests so far. Donica Knight. Southbound at Taylor Road, folks.
Hey, Mr. Jackson, we'd like to thank you. Hey, Mr. Sullivan, we'd like to thank you, too. Hey, Mr. Newton, we stand up here to salute you for that Auburn thing that you do. It's great.
Avoid 85 southbound at Taylor Road.
Well, down in Tumas Corner, have you heard it told? Every time we win, we've been known to rock and roll. Ain't nothing sweeter than Tumas Lemonade. Down in the Southland, got it made.
Southbound approaching Taylor Road, Vail. It's getting very slow. I'll have an update shortly from Mr. Bilocchi.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, taking a look at your Friday morning ride into work, and we still have problems on I-85. We have an accident just south of the boulevard, and it has traffic backing up towards Taylor Road, so please be careful in that area. I-65 doesn't have any problems other than an accident at Hope Hull at I-65 and 31, so be careful there. The boulevard traffic is really busy. Watch yourself around the intersections, and there's a large crowd headed into the downtown area, so be careful headed in on Madison Avenue. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Three men and a lady present the Duncan and Son Predictathon.
Oh, boy. Boy. Wrong time. Here we go. Well, First of all, thank you, Rich, for setting up that TV greeting this morning. That was really cool. LaDonna Brooks just sent me pictures. Really nice.
I see that.
The Duncans reported that you ran into some funky traffic coming in, right?
We did.
And we've been watching a developing situation on 85 southbound. We'll have another update on that in about 5 minutes. So that's just a heads up. And now we can talk about this week's Duncan and Son Predictathon. We had a winner last week.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, for which game was it again?
The Auburn game.
Oh!
Oh, that was the one you and Mitch weren't sure about. What happened? Who won anyway? You had no faith.
No,
I cannot tell a lie. We had higher participation on the Auburn game than the Alabama game.
Oh, yeah.
I was crestfallen. That's a word nobody uses.
You guys are going to play a team that's a little upset. They're going to be because of what happened, and then they need to be upset. That was right. that was awful.
Yeah,
what happened to Ole Miss at the Cal game?
Wow. Yeah, I mean we're both playing Mississippi this week, aren't we?
Yeah. Yep. As a matter of fact. Yep. We are. You guys played Mississippi last week.
Yeah,
sure do. I mean, I'm becoming more and more of a believer. Mitch?
So far, so good. Yeah. Just 1 week at a time.
But, you know, I know that sometimes our bus does have problems. So,
yeah. Sometimes our bus has problems.
That was a good one there. That was a nice way of putting what you wanted to say.
Our bus, that flew right over my...
I just hope we don't run into congestion.
Yeah. Oh,
good thing he's not near Taylor Road. Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, the truth is, Auburn has had two pretty good tests and passed both.
Correct.
And Ole Miss, I don't know that this whole idea that they're going to come in all ticked off after getting screwed by the referees is going to make.
I'd be ticked off just to play Alabama. Wow.
But that's always a pretty good game.
It's the CBS game at 2:30.
That's right.
And so, I mean, you guys should easily have no problem there.
Now I have the post for the game all ready to go for this week's Predict-a-thon.
There you go.
That was fun doing both games last week, too. Uh-huh. So if you'd like to win the works, I'll let Don explain what the works includes, even though I have the short-form version on the thing. Because the one thing I can't describe in words is the love you'll receive at any of the three Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto locations.
Well, thank you. And the reason for that is because we do love our customers, and we try to build relationships and take it from a customer basis to friend basis. You know, we want to become friends, and that way you're talking to somebody you know instead of being treated like a corporate number and somebody coming in and treating you like you are a number. But the works is the oil change, safety inspection, rotate, and vacuum.
And that also comes with the offer that if you need an accommodation, a lift back to your office, if you go downtown, you get back to your office and get picked up to get back with your car, just let them know what you need so they can make that happen for you.
Right. And we, like we talked about last week, we did buy a big purchase on some selected Goodyear tires that have great discounts on them. Right now we've got selected Goodyears that we can actually sell cheaper than you could buy direct from Goodyear itself. So come check us out if you're even close to needing tires before the end of the month.
Terry at Bell Road tells me I'm close to needing tires.
All right. Now would be the perfect time. Yeah, man. Yeah.
I am also close to tire time, but my glove box won't close, so I may just go get a new car this week.
Just a new car with his... Yeah.
I don't remember him buying any tires. He just trades in cars when the tires wear out.
Well, you know, tip tames. Hey, tip, no cash down, please keep the payment the same, and he does it. Not just for me. That's how they do it at Jack Ingram. Before we get back to the game, let's talk about food you can enjoy during the game. And this week, New York strips are $4.94 a pound at Food Outlet. So if you're having a group over, you can serve them USDA Grade A New York strip steaks at $4.94 a pound at Food Outlet, all three locations. Iceberg lettuce, I had to buy two. When it was 55 cents each, that was an amazing price. Here's the deal at Food Outlet. No matter what department you're looking at, fresh fruits and vegetables, dairy, the meat department, you are going to pay dollars per pound less for USDA quality meat. So if your idea of a good time is to spend $10, $11, $12 a pound for a steak or $3.99 a pound for chicken when you can get it for about 40% less.
Right.
Cost plus 10 throughout food outlet. The only place I know of where you can get a loaf of bread for under a buck, a package of burger or hot dog buns for under 80 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Food outlet, cost plus 10 throughout the store. So it's time to save. Visit them in Millbrook on Highway 14 at 3543 Highway 14, 720 East Main, that's west of 31 in the preferred community. And I'll see you Sunday morning on Coliseum Boulevard from the Chicken Tender Department, sending Bailey Grahams.
Do you have a break to go to? Because we have some an emergency.
We have something very special.
Do you need to go to a break right
yes.
now? Okay, we have something very, very special. That take a look at who's there right now. Oh, look who's there! it's face.
Happy birthday!
It's FaceTime with Janelle. And it is now 7:53 in the morning. He's a little emotional right now. And she's saying, I know you can't hear that. She said something just for you.
She says she woke up just for him early.
On her day off. And there's something for you right there from...
there's a card in there, too.
From your lovely daughter.
Okay, Janelle, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
can
see mine.
Okay, take that mic right there and put it closer. Do that. All right, good. Good. Good.
Let's see.
That'll work. All right, so he's opening the card now. Oh, it's a cat. It's a cat. It's a Hallmark
smile.
Card. I can see the back of it. And it says, what does it say? What is this? He got to put on his glasses.
I got to put on my windshield wipers.
What does it say?
You're a love little cutie who's clever and sweet, silly and fun from your head to your feet. Wishing you a birthday that's positively perfect. With the cat on the cover. We love you. We wish we could be there to celebrate with you, Janelle, Bella, and Penelope.
Oh.
All right. So
yay.
There you go. And now you're opening it.
I knew you guys were going to do something that would get me all emotional.
Well, it doesn't take much.
See, they know me too, hon. Oh, my goodness. All right. I am destroying this wrapping paper.
Oh, gosh.
It's a blue box.
It's a blue box.
Columbia. How did you know?
Because I saw how bad your wallet was.
Oh, that's great, because I love this. I love this. I will begin the replacement process during the show. And this is... By the way, the man in the studio with us is Don Duncan. He's the guy that took good care of you when you came for the... Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Oh, my God! It's a Dundee! I got a Dundee! I can't believe it! Oh, my God! That is the coolest thing! Goose! Oh, my God! It's our show, The Office. Yeah. I have a Dundee. And I promise I won't reenact that scene where what's-her-name throws it at that 10-inch TV that Michael had attached to the wall. Oh, my God, it's a Dundee. I didn't know you could get these. Look
what
at
does
this.
It say, though?
Nice
oh,
going,
my God.
Jim. Nice going. You hit
that's
a home run.
Amazing. Thank you, honey.
Like you said, what's it say?
Yeah, what's your Dundee award for?
Best dad.
Oh! Now the tears will start.
I can't help it.
Oh.
These aren't sad tears. But thank you guys for setting this up.
Oh, no.
I don't think there could have been anything better.
Oh.
Happy birthday. Love you.
I love you too. Give a kiss
don't
to Bella.
Cry.
And go to the store and buy Penelope some grapes for me, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, honey. Bye. A Dundee. That is so freaking cool.
Now you can
you
go.
Okay?
Now you can go to the break.
Uh huh. Yeah, it's a good time to do that.
Caravita Village is proud to be a part of the Rich Thomas Network. And like Rich, who leads the way with great weather forecasts, Caravita leads the way with great senior living. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Caravita Village Senior Living invites you to board a cruise that never ends. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Closing it on A, here's the latest on 85 and other vessels.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic taking a look at your Friday morning ride into work, and we still have problems on I-85. We have an accident just south of the boulevard, and it has traffic backing up towards Taylor Road, so please be careful in that area. I-65 doesn't have any problems other than an accident at Hope Hull at I-65 and 31, so be careful there. The boulevard traffic is really busy. Watch yourself around the intersections, and there's a large crowd.